The phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is 749-1444. That's 749-1444. Get it, Jim? It is 4:03 a.m. You're listening to WAIF, Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm Chris. Rob stepped outside to take a leak. Right. We got Scott here in the studio. What's your name again?
Kevin.
Kevin's here. Lovely Jim's answering the phone.
Joel.
And Joel's on the line. Hi, Joel.
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You guys should have stuck to blowjobs for the topic.
You think? You think that was a better topic?
Bit better.
Well, what's your take on blowjobs?
Blowjobs?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think without teeth, everything would be fine.
Listen to you. You're sick.
I'm sorry.
You're a sick puppy,
yeah,
and I'm ashamed to have you on my radio show.
I'm sorry. What can I do to make it up to you?
Welcome back, Rob. This guy wants to talk about blowjobs.
No, I didn't say that. I just said you should have stuck to it.
Go ahead, man.
All right.
You know something, Joel?
Yeah.
I was out with this girl not long ago.
Yeah?
The same one that was talking about those, you know, those screaming, flamboyant young gentlemen with me.
Yeah.
She says to me, she says, you know, I don't put anything in my mouth that I can't swallow. You think that's a positive or a negative?
I think the whole thing's an oxymoron.
Is it?
You know, you never would have gotten it in to start out with, so.
Huh?
I don't know. I don't think she's a very blowjob-prone type person.
Okay.
Probably not. Probably not. How can you tell if someone is or not just by appearances?
Not sure. I've heard big lips help.
Yeah, but just because you have big lips, that doesn't mean you enjoy.
Okay, we're not going to talk about blowjobs anymore. This is
that.
Just ridiculous.
Let's not do that.
Okay.
This is the first show you guys have had in recent memory that I can recall the majority of the callers not being heterosexual males.
What?
Don't know what to tell you about that guy.
Well, I don't know. I just thought I'd bring it up. Anyway, what you guys were saying before about women being able to have a career and a life and a happiness and a family and all that.
Yeah,
whether
yeah.
it works out or not. My personal experiences says it don't. Because I'm the oldest of five.
And congratulations.
Pardon me?
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. It's great fun. Anyway, my mom brought us all up, and when the youngest was in school every day, second or third grade, she wanted to go back to school and get her degree and become a career-oriented woman. And the longer she went through school and got out of it and started looking for jobs and things, the more her marriage fell apart. You know, my dad kind of resented her for it, you know?
Well, so maybe that was your dad's hang-up and not anything your mom did.
Well, yeah, I know, but I just think that, you know, it's hard to do. A lot of males from that generation, he's about 50 years old, all have the same feelings about stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely, if a woman's going to do it, have a successful career and a successful home life, she definitely has to have full support of her family, in particular her husband. And I think there are some males who feel that if the woman is getting out of the house more, I don't know, you know, I'm not saying this is your dad, but maybe if the woman starts getting out of the house all the time, they're going to see that there's a whole big, giant, broad world out there, and he might not be as prone to want to, you know, stay at home and cook them dinner and hang out with them.
Well, I mean, he's had a solid job, he's got a solid job, and he's going to keep that job, I mean, no matter what happens. It just, I think a lot of factors came into place, like, you know, he was doing the job to support the whole family, you know, all seven of us. And when he was supporting all seven of us and paying for her college bill,
wow,
things started to get tough, you know. You know, where else was that money going to come from? And
I'd put you kids to work.
Yeah. That's the first thing he said to me. He said, you're getting a job. And
how old were you?
I was 15.
Ooh, that's kind of, I mean, I don't know if kids should be working before they get their driver's license. But that's a whole different story.
Well, he made me walk. My job was in the neighborhood. He made me walk to work. But anyway, that's my view on that point. And the other thing is, I've got to say about the gays in the military issue.
Go ahead. Tackle them all.
Yeah, go for it. The thing I'm thinking is, if there are several homosexual men in any particular barracks,
yes,
and some soldiers say, well, you know, this guy is physically attracted to that guy, whatever, wouldn't that bring up the argument that heterosexual men should be allowed to live in the same barracks with heterosexual women?
Well, I don't know. That's a good point. That's one of those things they'd have to hash out once it happens. Yeah. But I do know that if they catch two homosexual men having sex in a barracks, they should both be thrown out of the Army or Navy or wherever they're at. And if they catch a heterosexual male and a heterosexual female in the barracks doing something like that, they should be thrown out.
And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that argument does come up, because it's going to be something that people are going to want to talk about. And the other thing, like you said before, healthcare.
Yes.
With all these, what do they do this in Sacramento now, the domestic partner issue?
Yeah, just passed in Massachusetts, I think. Two men are legally considered a family.
Right, now. Massachusetts and Sacramento, California. What happens when a man joins the military, homosexual or heterosexual, he gets health care for himself and his entire family. And I think if gays are permitted in the military in a, you know, a full-scale basis, then the, you know, with just all that, then, you know, the cost of AIDS in the military is going to go through the roof, because they don't only pay for health care for that particular person, but for their family. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, not necessarily because you're gay. Does that mean you have AIDS?
Well, I know. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that because it rapidly spreads, well, among all populations.
Well, you know, one thing that could happen, they can do this in the military. If they find out that through your own stupidity you cause yourself to get hurt or get sick, they don't have to pay for it. Like if for some reason you get drunk and you're wearing a bathing suit and you pass out on the beach and you just sleep and you just lay there till you get third-degree burns or whatever, mm-hmm. The Army doesn't have to pay for you to get better because your own stupidity did it. As a matter of fact, they can fine you for destroying government property because your body, when you're in the military, is considered government property.
Yeah.
Like if you do something asinine, get drunk.
That's a good move.
If you get drunk and fall down the steps and break your leg, they don't necessarily have to pay for it. If the commanding officer wants to be a hard ass about it, he can just say, listen, this isn't just a mistake. You did this. You're an idiot. We're not going to pay for it. So, I mean, that would be a sticky situation. I mean, everybody gets checked for AIDS before they enter the military. Now, somebody catches AIDS once they're in the military, would they consider that how you catch AIDS, if it wasn't through a blood transfusion or something like that, if you went out and popped somebody in a hiney, and you caught AIDS, would they consider that destructive behavior and you're trying to destroy government property, would they pay for it?
I take your point there.
Wow! I have no idea what they would do.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be interesting, you know, to see everything that happens. Well, that's really all I had to say tonight. Just wanted to bring up a couple important points. You know?
And you did.
Well, I'm glad I did my job.
Then. Well, I hope your family stays together.
Yeah, well, they do it. They don't sleep in the same room anymore, but they keep the same house, and just to give the impression to all the neighbors.
Well, does one of them ever crawl over and see the other one in the middle of the night, not to get too personal?
I don't know. I don't live at home anymore.
Oh, well, okay.
They made me move out.
I would, too.
It was a cost burden.
Later.
749-1444. Give us a call. I Hey, you're here with Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Together,
we are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the
Mighty
Waif.
Oh, yeah. This is Louise calling back.
Find out what she wants.
Okay. Rob? Rob, just between you and me, what do you think Louise is going to want?
I think Louise is going to go on the air and berate us again, and she's going to confuse me with you again and
you
curse me out.
Hey, Scott, if we put Louise on again, make sure she doesn't swear.
Tell her not to curse.
Louise?
No swearing, all right? No dirty words.
She's just going.
If you get back on the air, you're not going to swear?
I was on there.
I know, but we just want to know that you're...
This ain't easy, is it?
Man, I tell you what, this is unusual.
It's fine if you talk, you know, you want to make a point, but...
Don't curse!
Just don't curse.
Okay, you call that dude a faggot.
Oh, man. You called him...
Oh, whatever. You talking about... Okay, put me back on there.
You're on the air,
you're on
Louise.
The air. What can we do for you, Louise?
Just set it down.
No!
What are you going to do?
Hit that button.
Hit the home button.
Hold on, Louise.
There. Hello, Louise. You're on the air. Louise?
Louise, do you have your radio on?
No, what channel is it?
No.
Let me hear your voice first.
You can hear my voice.
What?
You can hear my voice, too.
It's 88.3 on your FM dial.
88.3?
Yeah,
Wait a minute.
You can't go no... How did you hear...
I got it.
You ready?
Get to the bottom.
We're playing some kind of weird dance.
And guess what?
What?
Yes, Louise.
What are you playing?
Playing some kind of instrumental, kind of a jazzy bebop deal with some clarinets.
Banjos
and stuff.
It's over now.
Sort of a John Philip Sousa swing thing.
Wait a minute. I had you on there, but you made me mad.
Well, do you hear your own voice?
Find out why we made her mad.
Why? How do we make you mad? And how did you get so mad you turned your radio?
Is you playing Don't Do Something?
No, your voice is on the air right now. Just keep talking till you hear your voice.
Find out why she's mad.
Why are you mad?
Louise.
My voice ain't on no phone.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk.
Why are you mad? Louise.
I'm a human being.
Okay,
so
why...
no such color. God didn't get nobody no damn color. Ain't nobody got... It ain't but one race, and that's the human race.
I just heard it.
Wait a minute, I got... What is you, AM or FM?
Rob? Trigger finger over there.
No, trigger finger my ass. I mean, how did she get mad if she doesn't even know what the station is?
She probably heard us say something about Marge Schott.
Yeah.
Marge Schott kissed my butt.
You think she's a German or something? You think she's probably of German extraction. And,
probably.
And, you know, Marge is German.
Auf Deutschen Lederhosen.
I thought I'd miss Oktoberfest when I came to this country. But
call us up at 749-1444. That's 749-1444. Give us a call, and if you want to send us fan mail, Rob's going to give you the address to send fan mail to now.
Send it to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We want your Husker Du postcards. We want your damned postcards.
We
want your REM postcards. We want your envelopes stuffed with money. Those big, giant, wide base kind of envelopes stuffed with money. WAIF-FM 88.3, P.O. Box 6126, that's in Cincinnati, 452-06, P.O. Box 6126, 45206. And we will receive it, and we'll probably thank you personally on the air like we did when that guy sent us a picture of his a-hole.
We got a picture of a guy's
He sent his colon Polaroid.
So call us up at 749-1444. Get in on this talk show while the getting's good.
How long has it been since you enjoyed 2 hours of programming featuring women? Each week, every woman brings you music, news, and information about our community and the world beyond our doorsteps. It's a labor of love.
Every woman does?
Each Saturday afternoon is Carla and Ms. Phoebe with folk, blues, jazz, new age, new wave, reggae, and international music across the airwaves for your pleasure. Celebrate with us the continuation of the rich and diverse women's culture. If you're bored with listening to the radio with just your ears, tune into Every Woman every Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. You'll get an audio workout for your ears, plus your mind, your heart, and your soul.
Call us at 749-1444.
is it will go.
Left.
To the left. No.
That way. I don't know.
You there, Luis? Y'all sick? FM.
Yeah.
FM. Wait a minute. I only got you when I heard this dude was talking, and I got there, and he was talking about the black people and that shit, and I kept it on the fucking station. Okay, what you playing now?
Well, no, you're talking. We're talking. Buddy Holly.
No, we're done playing Buddy Holly.
You knew.
You said,
I can't believe you cut off Buddy Holly.
I wanted to find out what Louise had to say.
Louise, why do you need to listen to the radio? We can, you can just talk to us here like you are now.
No, I want to get on that station.
You are on the air right now!
I don't know. I'm listening to some stuff.
Louise.
Well, wait a minute. Let me push it back the other way.
I know radio.
That's what she said.
You know,
I know my voice. If I'm talking to you, I know my voice.
Okay.
I done put on AM, FM.
No, it's I know the radio is a fairly new invention, and not everyone has mastered how it works.
Say what?
The radio is a fairly new invention, and not everyone has mastered the intricacies of it.
Hey, my people's invented radio, motherfucker, like they done peanuts.
You can't say that on the radio.
What the hell are you talking about?
You invented
peanuts.
You invented peanuts. You invented
peanuts. Yeah, you think we monkeys, but y'all the motherfuckers. Put that shit on the radio. No, you won't.
Oh, Lord.
You hair-ass fuckers.
Oh, jeez. We can't do this anymore, man. I'm sorry. It was fun while it lasted.
No. Hey,
it was fun while we had it.
I got a couple zits in my ass, but it's not hairy, man. I don't have one of those big gorilla hairy asses, man. It's a nice, smooth, firm buttocks. I only shave it like once a month or to keep it that way. You.
What? Where did she get that potty mouth?
Who invented peanuts? So, I guess she's referring to George Washington Carver, but I don't think he actually invented the whatever it was.
Peanut butter. She's thinking of peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut butter and brutal and all that. And
7491444. See if you can top that.
Well, I think it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to top it. Hard to top it all. Where do you work, Chris? Wait, I mean, are there any women in positions of power where you work?
Yeah.
There is?
Uh-huh.
There's a CEO or something is a woman at where you work?
Yep.
What about you? Well, let's take a poll. Where you work, lovely Jim, the phone answerer, the interns, getting college credits for coming in here and doing that. Do you have a woman boss?
I have a woman supervisor. She's even bigger than the boss at the store.
What do you mean bigger? Like more important or just...
She not only is the boss of her own store, she's the overriding boss of about a good half a dozen of them. And she does it quite well.
John from They Might Be Giants.
That's nice. That's my favorite band, by the way.
You have a female manager.
And Scott from Roy Rogers.
Both my managers are male. They're both male. Sorry.
Tell me something, Scott. This Christy girl that you've been dating, is she cute?
Well, I haven't been dating her, and to tell you the truth, she's not that cute.
Say after she said that about you.
No, it's true. She only said that because she knows I don't feel the same way about her. She's been coming on to me. I've been rejecting her. It's true.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Typical of the male ego. Just things every woman wants to go to bed with. You mean, that is so typical of you misogynist kind of males. You think everybody's in love with your perfect hairy ass? Oh, man. 749-1444 is the phone number. As soon as the line becomes available.
Really?
Yes.
Well, would you like to go on the air, Charlene?
No, I don't really want to go on the air tonight because I don't want to debate this guy.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so we're not going to put, what, did she curse you out?
She said she was Charlene.
Okay, great, Charlene. We've got Sybil up there, and two of her personalities don't know how to work a radio, which is just a little bit even more frightening than what was going on before. So we started out this evening talking about feminism. We've kind of digressed and sidetracked. 749-1444.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you understand that you were not impressed, but I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. those others fickle valentines. Cause I don't know if you are loving somebody, I only know it isn't mine. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, lying in the wedding cake. You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, cause I can't stand to see you this way. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true.
I saw John Wesley Harding in concert. He went into this big spiel about the Elvis stamp, and he said, you know, he thought it'd be really funny if everybody voted for the big giant fat Elvis. And since, you know, he doesn't live in America, and he wouldn't really send too many
Hang on, let's find out who's
yeah.
anyway.
Okay, thank you.
That's
all right.
It?
All right. You don't want to go on the air?
Yeah, I want to go on the air. Look here.
What's your name?
Find out what's up. We'll put it on the air.
And
what's your name?
He said, well, yeah, I thought it'd be a real gas to vote for the big giant fat Elvis, you know, after he got all old, big and fat and old and bald. And then he found out they were talking about Elvis Presley and not Costello. He was so disappointed.
Costello did get fat, didn't he?
He got fat and bearded.
Yeah.
Like,
who was that?
The other side of summer, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know the
749-1444.
Check this out. The reality that Miss Faludi, talking about Susan Faludi, who wrote the book Backlash, the reality that Miss Faludi, like most other feminists, willingly refuses to face is that mothers, even working mothers, overwhelmingly choose to make caring for children their first priority. According to Census Bureau data, almost two-thirds of married mothers either don't work or work part-time. And according to a 1990 poll, even a majority of working mothers now want to go home. Wow. So they're saying...
I'll tell you something.
She's saying women don't want to have them all. This is somebody writing in the National Review,
Maggie
Gallagher.
I'll tell you something. I would love to just be a house husband, watch ball, do ball scores all day, figure out ERAs, take care of the kid, do laundry, while do bongs, while mom goes to work and brings home the bacon.
I mean, how many people we have in here tonight? Five people, and like total IQ is like maybe 1,500.
Something like that.
Yeah, with us right here. And none of us really have a career. And so the whole deal is you have it all, have a career.
Scott does over at Roy Rogers.
Oh, yeah, I forget. Sorry, well.
So tell me, Scott, are you the guy that puts the beef on the bread, or are you the guy that dunks the fries?
Or are you the guy that hits the cow on the head with the baseball bat?
I do it all.
He does it all. Scott does it all.
749-1444.
Does that include booty?
Give us a call.
Booty? Boudai. Oh,
Boudai. Ah.
No, I don't touch her.
I hear you got a thing for her.
No, it's a secret.
I hear it's a secret thing you got for her.
No,
Christy, if you're still out there, give us a call.
I know. He's one of those guys that just thinks that every chick's in love with him.
That's not.
Yeah, and okay. If he gets his own talk show like he's bucking for, wait, you know he's going to be worse than you, Chris. You think every woman that calls a talk show is in love with you? He's going to be 10 times worse. And he's
Scott, I'm answering the phones here. What's your name?
He's practicing answering the phones. As mm-hmm. Jim takes a break, he'll still get college credit for it, but he's just kind of hanging out, taking a break. It's 4:29 on a Wednesday morning. Is it still raining outside?
Scott says it's Louise again.
Ask her if it's raining outside. We need a weather report.
Is it raining outside, Louise?
It was raining.
It's not raining over here where I'm at. You want to know where I live at?
Yeah.
Yes.
I live 4:30.
I got to let that go out of there.
Yeah, just tell the part of town. We don't care about her ass.
Well, part of town. Just give us an area of town.
Avondale.
Figures.
Uptown Avondale.
Well, listen, Louise.
I mean, figures.
Louise, hold on one second.
Figures. What are you saying? Figures?
Louise, are you going to swear again? I can feel your...
Fingers. I want her to run her fingers through my hair, through my scalp.
The reason we haven't put you on the air today is because you keep saying the F word, and it's a very bad word. Don't say it.
Oh, you know, you made me mad when that dude was talking. You was calling him fag and whatever.
Dude.
You know, dude. That don't make sense. The man was talking to you and whatever. Hey, and then you got talking about baseball, all that old dumb stuff. Hey,
baseball ain't dumb.
How is that dumb?
No. Why'd you better wake up?
That's right. Wake up and smell
America the created it, baby.
Tell her to wake up and smell the pine tar.
Wake up and smell the coffee, baby.
Ask him why his mammy created his ass.
Yeah, where'd your mammy create your
know,
ass?
You know why she created you?
It probably.
Because she was in a bean field, you bitch.
Oh, man.
We so gotta, Louise called the Chris Rob late night talk show.
She's got to be a regular.
She accuses your beloved mom of doing it with your beloved dad in a bean field. What do you, Chris? Were you conceived in a bean field?
I heard that it was a Red Roof Inn. The story I got had nothing to do with beans, just a Red Roof Inn.
A Red Roof Inn and a bottle of Mad Dog. They just got home from seeing The Graduate in 1967.
Hard telling for sure.
Oh, man. In a bean field. I never heard that. That must be some kind of Avondale expression. Like.
Uh-huh.
So what did you mean when you said figures?
I said
fingers. That?
I said fingers. I'd like to have her run her fingers through my hair.
Where is Avondale anyway?
Up by the GAE plant.
Oh, that's where they gave me. That's where they tried to give me a ticket.
It's right up Reading Road.
It's up Reading Road.
Oh yeah,
by the GE plant.
It ain't that far.
Oh okay, so
it's not even as far as Swifton.
It's not even as far as Swifton. What Commons? Is what it's called?
Square.
Oh, I know where it is. Then I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Still figures.
I thought it was Avondale.
It's just north. This is right next to
North. Isn't it Avondale? And everybody goes around selling, you know, hair tonic to each other and cheap jewelry.
No,
how much longer we got?
Oh, they sell crack and heroin up there in Avondale.
25 long, hot, sweaty minutes. 749-1444.
If Billy from the Hell Ride, or who used to be on the Hell Ride till his car got broken into, is listening, check this out. Stolen cars can hurt and kill innocent people. Help prevent your car from being stolen. Lock it and take the keys. When it comes to auto theft, remember, you hold the key. But if you lock your car and somebody still just takes a coat, puts it over the fist, and punches your window out and then takes your radio, I guess you're just screwed. That's what you get for parking in Walnut Hills, I guess. Is that where we're at?
Walnut Hills?
Yeah, Walnut Hills.
Figures.
Yeah, I guess. 749-1444 is the phone number. If you want to jump in on this.
I bet it's Louise again.
Can women have it all?
They sure can.
You think they can, really?
Yeah, why not? You got to live your dreams. You can be what you want to be. You can be all you can be.
But do you agree that raising children is a full-time job?
Yes.
And would you agree that working 40 hours a week as an architect is a full-time job?
Yes.
So can a person hold down two full-time jobs and do them both well?
Personally, if it was me and I was having the kids, and I had to choose between raising a kid or working a 40-hour work week,
yeah.
I'm afraid that I would have to choose to be a father and a husband before, only because there's only so many hours in a day. I even find at my limited career level that you still run out of time at the end of the day to get things done. And imagine having a couple of brats to boot.
Chris, this is what I could see happening with you.
This ought to be good.
You're staying at home. You're the house husband. You're supposed to be baking bread, right? You say, listen, honey, I'm out of dishwashing soap. Can you leave a few bucks so that I can get some dishwashing soap? You take the kid, you slap the kid in daycare, you go buy a 12-pack of Weedem, and you sit there, you watch soap operas and eat bonbons drinking beer all night. All afternoon. 20 minutes before your wife gets home, you go to the daycare center and you pick the kid up and you act like you had a great time together. We've got Rick. We got Rick on the line. How you doing, Rick?
All right.
What's on your mind tonight, Rick?
Hello?
Hi.
Listen to your radio and not the telephone, Rick.
Okay.
Because we're not big time yet.
How you doing tonight, guy?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
You like being called guy?
Hey, yes you can.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes that's irritating when people call you guy.
You know what I'm saying, guy?
That's where you're from.
Yeah. So what's on your mind tonight,
guy?
Well, you guys were talking about if women can have it all. I believe they can't.
They can?
They can't.
They cannot, he says.
Can guys have it all?
It's not that many restrictions on a guy.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us why a woman cannot have it all.
Look, guys, it all depends on my marital status.
Okay.
Well, even as a woman becomes a success, she still got outside influences telling her that she's regretting something from trying to achieve her status or monetary value of her life.
So what you're saying is, as the woman is having her successful career, and she's also doing her best to raise a kid, that she'll be bombarded with these mass media influences saying, you naughty, naughty girl, you should be at home raising your child like a good little woman.
Right.
That's what Susan Faludi says in Backlash.
Hey, it's not uncool to have kids, and it's not uncool to be a wife or a mother or a father.
I never said that.
Chris the Republican.
I'm not a Republican.
But when you have women and men coming down on a woman more than they would a man to tend to the responsibilities, it kind of plagues with your mind.
Yeah, and me and Chris both say we'd love to be house husbands, but I think some psychologists, although quite often psychologists and psychiatrists are, you know, full of crap, they would say that there is a special maternal bond between mother and child that fathers do not have.
I disagree.
Yeah, so do I, but, you know, some people would say that women should be at home because there is that special bond, and they even have some studies to back them up.
Well, I'm not saying men don't go through problems also, but I feel that only problems they have is where, like you said, it's that maternal bond, supposedly, where they have to allow the women to take care of the child and while they go out and make the money. If they're not a success, then people come down on them.
Yeah, people say, well, you should be at home. You should be taking care of the kid.
Right, and the husband should be out making the money while the woman's at home taking care of the kids, hearing them scream.
Yeah, but the thing is, if Chris marries anyone with a job just about, they're going to be making probably twice the bread that he brings home. So you would think that, you know, Chris should be the one that stays home. Hold on. I have to compose myself. I just... Okay. The idea that Chris could reproduce just struck me. And it's taking me off guard. And okay, I think I'm all right now.
While Rob is having a hard time here in the studio...
I've got to use... There could be Chris Jr. running around someday. And Chris Sr. would be staying at home with him. Teaching him all about Pete Rose.
Pete Rose was the hero to most.
I gotta go.
Where are you going?
I gotta go back on my job.
Where you work at?
Circle K.
Really? What are you doing?
Was taking a break. Now I'm going to work.
Is somebody breaking in?
No, I have a customer.
Oh, there's trouble afoot at the Circle K.
Bye.
We gotta find out which Circle K he's at.
Hey, he's a working man. He doesn't screw around. I mean, we try to keep him on the line, but he didn't fall for that stuff.
Yeah. Hey, dude, if you're at the Circle K, steal something. He ain't paying attention. I'm just kidding. I didn't mean that.
Here's the phone. Sure. Do you think guys just have the deck is stacked against women just naturally from the old biological clock? You hear so much about this biological clock ticking.
Don't believe a word of it.
From what I understand, it is a big part of it's a pile of crap because women can have kids pretty successfully into their 30s. It's Renee, but she's at the pigeon.
Hi, Renee. How are you? Why don't you have a phone and you can talk to us, that you can call us from home?
Well, I don't have a phone at home.
Because you're just a typical lazy woman, too lazy to work for a living. Like, you have a phone?
Excuse me? Anyways, I don't have a phone, and I'm not in my car because my roommate took my car to work tonight. But my point is...
On your head.
The topic tonight is feminism, right?
The topic tonight is feminism. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And so why do we have five males sitting around talking about feminism?
No.
Makes it more interesting that way.
That's not the point. The point is...
On your head!
No one has even commented on Renee bringing her nakedness into the world on your last show about
it. Because nobody cares!
I don't care if nobody cares, but you usually have a comment about me.
We're supposed to just talk about Renee's being naked, just like, oh, well, it's 4:40 in the morning. Renee's probably naked. She always is. She's probably casting a spell, turning
Renee, are you naked
newt.
Right now?
I'm standing at a public payphone, no.
You are not naked right now.
No, I am not naked right now.
Take it off! What are you doing?
Take it off right now, right there at the payphone.
Don't sell out. I mean, just because you're at a payphone, don't sell out. Don't sell your hopes and dreams and goals and ambitions out.
Come on,
you want to be naked? Go ahead and be naked. Go ahead. Madonna would do it. She would do it and sell a book of pictures of herself making millions and millions of dollars. You can do it, Renee. Don't sell yourself short.
Shuck them dud, sugar.
In the neighborhood I live in, I would not cavort around them.
Why not?
Those people in Avondale don't care. They've seen it all.
Right on. Shuck them duds, baby.
No. I'm close to being naked. I have shorts on.
Not good enough.
They're really short shorts.
No, not good enough. Come on. All of them.
No.
Come on.
No.
We want them shorts down at your ankles. Let's go. Come on. Otherwise, we're hanging up on you.
No, don't hang up on me.
Okay, only call us if you're naked.
What happened to Sunshine, the other nudist?
What happened to Sunshine?
Is she naked?
I have no idea. I have not talked to her in well over 3 months.
Were you naked before you called us?
Yes, I was.
You're going to be naked when you're done?
Really, yes, I'll be naked when I get back home.
You think that the general public that listens to our talk show cares if you're naked?
No.
So why should we bring it up every week?
Yeah, why'd you call us and tell us about it?
Say every week.
Is it raining out?
No, it's...
Well, then why aren't you naked?
Come on, shuck them duds.
Listen to me.
Hey, if it's warm enough where you can run around in just a pair of short shorts, you can certainly... It's certainly warm enough for you to run around wearing absolutely naked.
It's not the point if it's warm or...
You're not going to let society's notions of what's proper and right determine your actions, are you?
Here we go.
This
will help you out.
If I were to run around naked in my apartment complex, I would be raped, and I don't choose that option upon myself.
Let's go, boys! Here's the little lady we've all been waiting for. Maestro, if you please.
Come on, Renee!
What?
Well, we're playing some stripper music.
I can't, I can barely hear it.
First come the socks, and then come the shorts, then comes the tank top, and then watch out, baby, you got the brasserie and the panties coming down to your ankles, all right.
Oh, God.
Woo!
Listen to me.
Take it off, please.
Would you guys rather Renee be naked, or would you rather have chocolate?
Why do we have to choose?
Chocolate.
Okay. I will be, in the next couple of weeks, sending you guys some more chocolate.
Woo!
Yay!
All right.
This time it'll be triple chocolate cookies.
Oh, man.